As usual, Virginia's statewide races heated up following the federal elections. Since then, a U.S. senator put his desire to be governor on hold, and a former Democratic National Committee chair announced that he wants to be governor. A leading GOP contender, Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling, also bowed out of that race. And while he has talked about party dissension, Jamie Radke, a Tea Party stalwart who ran for the U.S. Senate, praises the convention process that prompted Bowling to suspend his campaign.
This is about what is best for the voice of the grassroots. When you have a primary, it is driven by big money, big corporate cronyism, and big PACs. And the voice of grassroots people get totally lost.
Bowling supporters argue that he sought to avoid infighting by leaving the race. Meanwhile, state Democrats aren't entirely united behind Terry McAuliffe. Polls have suggested that he's not as popular as some state officials, and the Huffington Post has reported that former Democratic Congressman Tom Perriello may challenge McAuliffe. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.